From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Immigration advocacy groups marched in demonstrations across the United States Saturday to protest U.S. President Donald Trump's zero-tolerance stance on illegal immigration. AP's Julie Walker reports from New York.
Tens of thousands were out in New York City in 90-degree heat, marching across the Brooklyn Bridge. Julie Oringer, whose grandparents were refugees, pushed a stroller with her 4-year-old while walking with her 8-year-old.
There's nothing more important I feel I can teach my children at this moment. We have to stand up and protest the current policies and make this country one that's going to provide asylum, provide safety.
Reverend Julie Hoplamazian, who also has refugee grandparents, says the Trump administration's policies are not the law of love.
There are so many examples where God says, you know, that you must welcome the immigrant and the stranger.
These protesters say they not only want to speed up family reunification, but to end family detention. Julie Walker, New York.
President Trump tweeted, meanwhile, when people come into our country illegally, we must immediately escort them back out without going through years of legal maneuvering. Our laws are the dumbest anywhere in the world. The president said that he has spoken to Saudi Arabia's King Salman and received assurances that the kingdom would increase production by as many as 2 million barrels of oil. In an early morning tweet, Trump said he made the case that unrest in Iran and Venezuela is disrupting world oil supplies and causing prices to rise. The Saudi press agency carried a statement that said there was an understanding between the two leaders that oil-producing countries would need to make up for any drop in supplies. However, it did not confirm the 2 million barrels figure. This is VOA News. Mexicans will choose a new president Sunday, and voters in the nation appear to be headed to the ballot box with sweeping change in mind. Polls consistently show the left-leaning Andrés Manuel López Obrador, widely known as AMLO, with a double-digit D lead. Lizeth Marian Perez is an AMLO supporter and student in Mexico City.
He represents the people. You know, he's from the people. We don't see him like upper us, you know. He's with us, or we feel that he's with us.
Voters will also pick candidates to fill 128 seats in the country's Senate and 500 seats in the Chamber of Deputies. Outgoing President Enrique Peña Nieto, first elected in 2012, has an historically low approval rating, slipping as low as 17% last year. Peña Nieto's critics say he has done little to change corruption and violence in the country. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani allowed National Security Forces Saturday to resume counterinsurgency operations, marking the end of an 18-day ceasefire with the Taliban. The government had unilaterally halted anti-Taliban operations in the country for a week, beginning 2 days before the June 15th annual Muslim festival of Eid al-Fitr. Ghani later unilaterally extended the truce for another 10 days in hopes that it would encourage the insurgency to quit violence and seek a negotiated peace. The Taliban had also suspended battlefield attacks during the 3-day Eid festivities, but ignored Ghani's calls for extending their truce. A senior U.S. diplomat for Asian affairs is leaving the State Department at the end of July amid ongoing and critical negotiations with North Korea. Susan Thornton's departure comes just weeks after the leaders of the United States and North Korea met in Singapore. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert said in a statement Saturday the department appreciates Thornton's dedication to department and interagency colleagues, her extraordinary leadership, and especially as acting assistant secretary over the past year and a half. President Donald Trump had nominated Thornton as assistant secretary of state for East Asian and Pacific Affairs, but her nomination was never confirmed after several Republicans in the Senate opposed it. Heartbreaking day for Argentina and Portugal at the World Cup in Russia. Both lost. Argentina fell 4-3 to France. And in the second game, Portugal lost 2-1 to Uruguay. France and Uruguay will meet for the spot in the quarterfinals. I'm David Byrd.
That's the latest world news from VOA.